the glory to God. In the book of Matthew chapter 3, amen, it tells us, amen, the axe is laid at the root of the tree. Amen. I tell you, on down there, it said he'll come and he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Who's fan in his hand? I tell you, church, there's something about it tonight. Amen. When the axe is laid at the root of the tree, everything you look at, amen, has a root on it. And sometimes we need that Holy Ghost axe, amen, laid at the root of that thing. When it's a root of bitterness, amen, I'm going to tell you, look back in your life. Amen. There's a root there. Amen. Whether there's hurt, whether there's trauma, amen, come on now. Whether there's anger and bitterness, amen. Whether there's rejection, resentment, amen. I tell you what, there's a root there. But I'm glad tonight, amen, God could come by and lay the axe, amen, back to the root of it. Amen. It takes care of every situation.
Yes, yes. Amen.
It's true.
Takes care of every problem.
Right, God.
Amen. Why? Brother, because the axe don't leave no nothing out.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Brother Ronnie, we nip it at the bud a lot of times, and what happens? Things come back. Amen. But now also, the axe is laid in the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cut down, and cast into the fire.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Jesus.
What ain't profitable? What ain't good? He takes it. He dissects it. He cuts it off from us. And he throws it in the fire.
Right.
And folks, when the fire got gets done with it, there ain't no coming back. Come on now. When there's a purging, when there's a cleansing, when there's a sanctified, when there's a power, Brother Ronnie, of the Holy Ghost, I tell you what, it'll burn out everything ungodly. It'll burn out everything, amen, the enemy tries to wrap you up with. Tie you up with.
Yes, God.
Brother, I've been in the woods before and I've tripped over roots.
Yeah.
You're right, Brother Daniel.
Brother, I've chopped things down, but I didn't chop the root.
Right.
It's came back.
Right.
But I'll tell you what.
Come on.
A few weeks ago,
yeah.
Hey, man, I had three trees, two plum trees that took some kind of blight and a cherry tree. And I just, they was useless. Amen. I said, I ain't gonna have no Halloween decorations around here. You know, just a bunch of dead limbs. Amen. So I took my saw and I sawed it down. Amen, brother. I want you to know. Amen. But I didn't just stop there. I got to one of the trees and I thought this little old thing right here, I'll be able to take it out with anything.
Yeah.
Well, I got to dig it. And I thought, Lord, there's a big old deep root there. I mean, it's kind of deep. It's going down the ground. There's a root there, and there's a root there. And I started cutting that with a Zozo, you know, just trying to cut it off, Brother Jason.
Bless him, Lord.
It's still there.
Yeah.
And I tried to move it. Amen. And there was roots that I could not see.
Yeah.
Amen. I had to dig a little deeper until I saw the root. Okay. Amen. When I dug a little deeper, I could see there's something holding it there. Amen. When I cut off the main supply, amen, let me tell you, and I got in the my old truck, old four-wheel drive truck, and I put a chain to it. It yanked right out of there, brother. But I left two. Amen. There's two others there. Amen. Well, I thought, amen, I saw some on YouTube the other day, hey, where they's taking a big old pressure washer, amen, and it was taken down to the stump and getting down the root. So, brother, I was out there with that pressure washer, amen, and I got down to that root there, amen, and I thought, there's a root, I've never seen that. I had to dig awful deep, amen, but some pressure, amen, revealed, amen, the root system, brother, amen, there was some water in the high. I tell you, there's the washing of the water of the Word of God, and therefore those roots begin to expose. Thank God, the cherry tree didn't have that many roots.
Yes, God. Yes,
God. I thought it's a little. I could probably just dug around there, but that plum tree, it had some deep roots.
Yes,
and one of the roots was about as deep as the sun. Woo. Got my work cut out for me there. I'm gonna hack away on that thing. You see, we gotta get down to the root of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Right.
Yes, God.
Oh. That's right.
Bless the root of bitterness springing up there by trouble, and many be defiled.
Right.
That root of sin, maybe you just garnish it real good.
Yeah.
But there's still something there.
Yeah.
That's deep rooted. It's going to take some deep seeking, yes, God, and some digging, and some searching. And it's going to take some powering behind it. But I want you to know, when it's out, and you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Brother Daniel, God takes care of everything, brother.
He will.
Amen. When he lays the axe to the root of that tree, he ain't just carving something out.
No.
Brother, he's meaning business.
He means business.
And I'm telling you, the Lord's had to take some roots out of my life.
Come on.
He's had to pull some up. He's had to cut some things out of me. Right. He's had to do surgery on me. I wasn't too thrilled about it till the afterwards.
That's it.
Yeah.
After the process.
Yes.
And I look back and I said, thank God he worked on me.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God he worked on me.
Right.
I tell you, we need the power of the Holy Ghost like never before. But first he got to the root.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then it got to the wheat and the chaff.
Yes, God.
Who's fanning his hand? I thought, what is that chaff? And I looked that up, and that's just the kernels. That's just where the wheat was at. Right. The wheat's come out of it, and there's nothing but a old empty dull shell there.
Yeah.
But when the wind blows,
come over.
It blows all the chaff.
Yeah.
Amen. The only thing remaining there is what's weighty. Right. That's the wheat.
Yes, God.
And it's laying on the floor, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen. We're in this world right now, but one day we're going to be on the floor, and the floor is heaven.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes. The garden is going to gather us up, brother, in a place of called heaven.
Right.
Amen. Where he said in John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go prepare a place. If I go prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. I tell you, he's going away. He's going to gather up. Amen. One day he's going to separate the wheat from the tares. Amen. He's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Thank God, the sheep from the goats. Amen. And he's going to call those that are ready, those that are pure, those that had the axe took to them. He's going to call them up.
Yes.
Right. Let's
come up hither. Come up hither.
Jesus.
We'll be caught up to you.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Remember, that his hope purifies himself even as he is pure. Heaven's real.
Yes.
Yeah. Heaven's real.
Yes, God.
Man.
It's real. Eyes have not seen nor ears have heard. Neither has entered the heart of man the things that God have prepared for them that love you.
Yeah.
Heaven is real.
Heaven,
and it's for us.
Yes.
It's for everybody in here. That'll get saved and stay saved and let the Lord chop you up if you got to in a thousand pieces.
Come on.
Take out, Lord, all the impurities.
Right.
Take out all the ungodliness. Take out all the emptiness. Take out all the deadness. Take out all of it, God. And fill me with life. And fill me with peace. And fill me with joy.
Yes, him, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, I love you tonight. I'm so glad. Woo. So glad.
Praise
to be saved.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Sanctified.
Yeah.
And baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Him, Lord.
Amen. I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Ghost is real.
It's
for whosoever will.
Yes.
Peter said, it's for you and your children, to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call.
Right.
Power.
Yes, God.
You can't have the Holy Ghost without having the power.
Come on.
You can't have the Holy Ghost without having the fire.
Yes, God.
You can't have the power of God. Amen. Listen, it's real and it works in men and women's lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm glad.
God bless him.
Glad, Brother George.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost dwells within inside of me.
Yeah.
Amen. Since I was about 14 years old.
Oh. Amen. God saved me, sanctified me, baptized me in the Holy Ghost, and kept me.
Thank you.
I have not been perfect. I've messed up. I've altered. I've failed. I've made mistakes, and I've sinned.
Amen.
And I tell you one thing. I keep going back.
Right.
Saying,
chop me.
Yes.
Take anything out of me. My God, I'm telling you, heaven's real.
Yes, it's
real. Brother, a few years ago, about 2 or 3, God took me in a vision of heaven. I mean, somebody says about an outer body experience. Let me tell you, it's real.
Yes, it is.
I was laying in my bed. Amen. And I was praying when the Lord sickly pulled my spirit, the body without the spirit is dead, pulled my spirit up out of my body.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. And took me through this big old funnel. It's the best way I can describe it, with a great big opening, and it seemed like it was so dark at first, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
But as that pulled me through such a tunnel and such a speed, brother, that when I came out of the little small hall, it was as bright. And these lights can't compare to the brightness that I was entered into heaven.
Wow. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Two angels had come by and got me one on the right side, one on the other, and it took me into this big old room, and I stood before someone that I could not see his face. But I tell you what, he began to speak to me, and he says, you've got to go back. There's work to be done. He instructed me on 3 things. Amen. I said, I don't want to go back, because I felt such peace that I never felt before. Brother, I felt a contentment. I did not want to go back. Amen. There was nothing I ever felt. Amen. Like it. There was nothing I ever seen. Like it. Amen. I'm talking about such a peace. Amen. But he said, you got to go back. There's work to be done. Amen. And I was fighting. If you will, I say, no, I don't want to go back. And brother, amen. These two big old strong men took me, amen, by the arm and took me back to that to the tunnel, brother. Amen. And all of a sudden, my spirit came back through. Amen. I jolted, amen, the bed. And I tell you what, the very next day, what the Holy Ghost told me, I did exactly. Now, the other 2 things is going to take God, is all I can say. I can do one. It'll take a mighty God from you. Oh, God. I'm telling you,
come on,
heaven's real.
Yes,
heaven's real.
Right.
Yes, it is.
I want to go. I don't want to go to that awful place called hell.
Bless him, Lord.
There's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, out of their darkness. The worm doth not. The fire is not quenched, Brother Jason. I tell you, sure as there's a heaven, there's a hell. Sure as there's a God, there's a devil. Sure as there's a hell, amen, and it's large in itself. And open his mouth without me. I tell you, you don't want to go to hell. But people are going there. Amen. By the trolls, they're gone now. More people's gone to hell than they are heaven.
That's right, brother. Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God, right.
Lord, have your way.
There's all kinds of room in heaven.
You're right.
But hell is so full, brother. It's enlarged in itself.
Amen.
Right. I'd like to think every time we see a volcano, erupt, that's just hell enlarging itself. Amen. Listen, what's going to happen to that sinner that dies lost tonight? Amen. They're going to wake up in hell. They're going to open their eyes in the flames of hell and be tormented for eternity, brother. Amen. And then one of these days, they're going to wait for that great white throne judgment, and they're going to stand before an almighty God, and they're going to be judged, and they're going to be cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah. Amen. Come on, bro.
The fire and brimstone.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Where the smoke of their torment.
Come on, brother.
Sins up forever and ever.
Come on.
I'll take heaven any day.
Oh, God.
Amen.
I'll choose heaven. I'll let him lay the axe at the root.
Right, brother.
Take it out.
Come on.
Purge me. Sanctify me. Cleanse me. Make me holy. Make me pure. Make me clean. I'm telling you, folks, he can do it.
He can do it.
Right. Yes, God.
He can clean you up.
Hell.
God.
Created for the devil and his angels.
Yes.
I preached on hell Sunday. Had about 4 sinners. 5. They wouldn't budge. would not budge. Brother, there was a time when you mentioned the word, and you gave it, as a boy, you'd mention the word hell, and I tell you, it wouldn't be long, how the floodgates would open up, and men and women would run, and they'd scream, and they'd holler, I don't want to go to hell!
You're right.
People can sit right in a holiness church with sin in their heart, rebellion, stubbornness, lust, anger, bitterness, hatred, malice, envy, strife.
Come on, brother.
None of those things is going to enter into heaven. Not one.
No.
Oh, God. Right.
Jesus.
If we keep the whole law, James 7, fit at one point, we're guilty of it all. We need to come to the realization hell is real. If there's no hell, there's no heaven. If there's no hell, there's no God. If there's no hell, we don't need a church. If there's no hell, we don't need an altar. If there's no hell, but there is.
Amen.
Living in this life is not hell.
No.
Living on this earth is not hell.
No.
People say, oh, preacher, this is hell. No, no, no. 1,000 times no.
Come on, brother.
Jesus spoke more about hell than he did heaven.
Right, Brother Daniel.
Yes, God. Brother Jason, I'm not trying to take over. Believe me. I'm just obeying God. Your pastor here, he's the preacher for the hour. But I'm just the message here. Messenger here, preaching the message.
Jesus.
I don't want to go to hell.
You don't
want
to go to hell.
I knew I was going to hell, brother, when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, what about this age of accountability? There ain't none. Absolutely, there ain't an age of accountability. When you know right from wrong, good from evil, heaven and hell, and you know you need to be saved, that's when you need to come to the altar, repent of your sins.
Right.
Because I'll tell you, when that last breath leaves our body, hey man, it'll be too late. No, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. There's no purgatory.
Right. Right.
There's no holding place.
Right.
Right.
As the brother Dan said, as a tree falls, so shall lay. When you die in your sins, you'll be resurrected in your sins.
Wow.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God.
Have your way.
Oh, God. Hell is hot.
That's right.
Heaven is sweet.
Amen. You're right.
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
How shall we escape, church, if we neglect so great salvation?
Now shall we?
As it's appointed, the man wants to die, and after that,
come on, brother.
The judgment.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got one life.
Oh, God.
Oh,
you got a chance.
One chance.
To get right.
God made a way.
Oh, God. God sent his only son to redeem us, to purchase us, to pull us out. Before we head in. If we neglect Jesus, how in the world are we going to escape the damnation of hell? Brother, I've been burned on my finger before, and I felt it for days. We was having camp, and we was cooking, and brother, they told me to grab a hold of that pot. Well, I didn't realize the flame was coming up the back of it, and I grabbed that handle. Brother, there was the biggest old blister come on my finger ever was. There was so much pain in my body, I felt it on my big toe. Pain. Agony. Did it just go away? No. You don't just burn up in hell for a little while. You burn up for eternity. You burn, the flesh deteriorates off your body, and then it just comes right back. You have all your senses in hell.
Right.
You hear. You smell. You feel. Come on. You taste.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, God.
If I neglect salvation, then what? It's hell. If I backslide, then what? It's hell.
Right,
and not only that, but if you backslide, how much more sore punishment suppose he? A greater damnation to the backslider.
Right.
A greater punishment to those that would turn their back on God.
Greater.
Hell's
going to be hotter.
Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Mercy,
Lord.
Jesus made the way For you and I, the cross is the gateway to God. The cross is the gateway to heaven. The cross is the gateway to salvation. Not church membership, not water baptism, not shaking the preacher's hand, not believing in God.
Come on.
James said, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well, but the devils also believe and tremble.
Right.
Somebody told me, brother, I've been baptized. I said, have you been saved?
Have you been saved?
I've been baptized. I've been baptized, right. I've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I said, have you been saved? To them, baptism saved. But I said, Peter said, like Peter also, baptism doth now also save us. Not for the putting away the filth of the flesh, but of an answer of a good conscience toward God.
Right.
Jesus had no sin.
That's right.
The only need he had for baptism was to set an example for you and I.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
He come to John. Read Matthew 3. He come to John and said, I need to be baptized.
You need to be baptized.
Yes. John said, no, I need you to baptize me. No, this needs to be fulfilled. It's necessary.
Necessary.
Peter said, he set an example.
Set an example.
Yes.
Baptism shows me, tells the world, I've confessed my sins.
Yeah.
I've asked God to forgive me. I've asked God to cleanse me.
Yeah.
I've asked God to come in my heart. It's an outward profession to the church and to the world. I have been saved. I've been washed in the blood. I've been redeemed. Thank God, that's what it's all about. Church membership don't get you into heaven.
No.
I think R.W. Shambach said you just well sign your name to a barn door and shake a donkey's tail. Amen. Come on. Because I tell you, you ain't going to get there. Ain't about church membership or shaking the preacher's hand.
Right. Come on.
Right.
Jesus. Come on. Bless you, Lord.
Be saved. And then, I believe it'll take you down to the water hole.
Yeah.
Buried him in baptism.
Yes.
Buried in the water.
Yep.
Like Peter. Baptism represents the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Coming up in a newness of life.
Holy Lord.
Yes. An outward sign.
Oh God.
I believe in God, preacher. Do you know the devils believe in God?
Right.
Yeah.
Thou believest there is one God. James said, thou doest well. But the devils also believe and tremble.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a good person. How many's heard that?
Oh, yeah.
All good moral people go to hell.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
People that do good, people that give to the church, people that help the church. If they're not born again,
right.
Not saved.
You got to be born again.
They're going to hell.
Trust Jesus.
Holy.
For by grace are you saved?
Come on, brother.
Man, not of yourself. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Yeah.
You don't get saved by works, but works follow righteousness. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Works follow you after you get saved.
Right.
Yeah.
You can try to keep the Ten Commandments all you want to. There's a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Had nothing. He tried to convince me. I said, keep him the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
You got to be born again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. You got to be born again.
Right.
Glory be to
God. Saved. If you're not saved tonight, get saved.
Right.
You can get saved here right now.
Amen, brother.
Right now.
Yes.
Don't take a month of Sundays.
I
pray people through just a few minutes, brother. And others I've had to pray for a little while. Amen. But I've seen them get saved.
Right.
Yes, God.
Amen.
You say, do you necessarily have to kneel down an altar? No, you got to make an altar somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the altar is a good place to get saved.
Good place.
Right.
Altar's a good place for the saints of God to gather around and pray somebody through.
Right.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
It's good to be saved.
Yes.
It's good to be sanctified.
Holy.
It's good to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
I thank you,
Jesus. Jesus.
Glory to God.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. What do you got to do to get saved? Well, the Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. Well, it takes a little bit more than that, don't it? Yeah. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made. You've got to believe in your heart. You've got to confess your sins. You've got to admit that you're a sinner. You've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and confess.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah.
To them that come to me.
Lord,
he'll in no wise cast out.
Oh, right. Have your way, bless you.
Yes, God.
What's he doing? Well, he's just been standing in the churches for ages. Say, come to me.
Come to me.
All day long, if I stretch forth my hand to a disobedient, gainsaying people.
I'll give you rest.
Come to me. Come just as you are. Don't try to clean yourself up.
Yeah.
People say, I would get saved, but I got to quit this and quit that and do this. Yeah. I said, listen, if you can do all that and clean up, Jesus wouldn't have had to die. The blood wouldn't have had to been shed. But I'll tell you what, when you come to him, he'll clean you up. He'll bring you out of the world. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things become new.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Yes. I'm in a new world. Since the Lord saved me.
Jesus.
All things have passed away. Religion don't get you there.
No.
Somebody said, well, they joined the church. They joined this. Come on, this ain't no PTA. You don't just join it. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You're born into it. You're born again of the water and of the Spirit.
Yes, God.
I didn't join the church. God added me to the church. I got saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Got saved. Blood of
Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He washed me in his blood. He justified me, made me pure, made me holy, made me just as I've never sinned before.
Yeah,
right.
No condemnation, then which in Christ Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yeah,
come on.
Tell you about Jesus, whom the Son makes free. He's free of me.
Yes, yes, God.
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yeah.
Oh, church. Salvation. Thanks, but come on over.
Hallelujah.
Yay, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
There's no better time to start, Brother Jason.
Right now.
God ain't looking for a new leaf to turn on. He's looking for a heart. He's looking for somebody to just come just as you are. Come to him. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Tomorrow may never come.
Shut up,
Come to him.
Yes.
Come to him. Come just as you are.
Yes.
Oh, the day that you seek him with your whole heart.
Oh.
He'll be found with you. We don't have to have it all figured out. We don't have to understand it.
No.
All we got to do, Brother Jason, is just come to him.
Come to him.
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty God. Mighty God.
Amen.
Come on,
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I tell you, if I felt the draw and the pull of the Spirit of God on my heart tonight, I wouldn't wait another second. I'd come up here. Brother Daniel laid out to us the ABCs. Amen.
Yes.
And to say we got to admit that we need a Savior. We got to admit that we are a sinner. We got to believe on Him. Confess our sins, and the Bible said God would be faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. I wouldn't wait another moment. How about you? I was thinking, Brother Daniel's talking, old Moody, and you've read the same stories I've read, but he preached the night before that great Chicago fire many years ago, and he preached the gospel, and there was a powerful conviction fell in that house, and there were several sinners there, and he couldn't get them to pray. So finally he reasoned with him and he said, I tell you what, why don't some of you go home and think about it? He said, come back tomorrow night and make a decision to follow Christ. Well, that night, history tells us that Chicago caught on fire. Hundreds died, several in that was in that congregation left and died in that fire that night. Moody said these words, Brother Tommy. He said, I'll never, never ask anybody to put off a decision. Wait another day. Don't wait another day. Woo. I tell you, I'd move while the Spirit of God is moving, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I'd make a decision while the Spirit of God's drawing on my heart and say, Lord, I need you in my life. Hallelujah. I'm tired of my way. I'm tired of doing things. Amen. My way. I want to do them your way. Hallelujah. Brother Daniel talking about that awful place called hell. I've mentioned, you've heard me tell it. I guess one of the most powerful illustrations of hell that I ever heard was Brother Don Rich preaching about hell. Amen. And he told that story how that he was doing mission work in the country of Mexico. And he went down there in Mexico and he got to preaching. That local pastor took him out, said, you got to see this. And he took him out to a garbage dump. In a large, very large city, massive garbage dump. They went out there in the middle of that garbage dump, and Brother Don Red said that there was little bitty kids, filtering through that garbage, trying to find a chicken bone or trying to find a piece of meat, or trying to find a little bit of food. They were so poor. They were so hungry. Amen. And Brother Don Red said it broke his heart so bad, and it upset him so much, he cried in his spirit and he said, oh God, this has to be the worst thing that anybody, this has to be the worst thing that I've ever seen in all my life. Here's what I never forgot. Brother Don Rich said this is where he got his message. There's no place like hell. He said God spoke to him standing in that garbage dump. And he said, Don, there's not a soul in hell that wouldn't gladly check out of hell and trade places with any of these people in this garbage dump and act like it was a 5-star hotel. Wow, I tell you, hell's a real place, church. Hell is a real place. Why don't you make a decision to follow the Lord right here? Amen. Why don't you make a decision? We're not rushing this along, church. Pray. Amen. Pray right here. Ask God to move on our hearts. I wouldn't wait another day. I wouldn't wait another moment. I wouldn't leave this church house unless I knew I was ready to meet God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please, right here. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Praise God. Amen. Do you want to find the Lord tonight? Do you want to find the Lord tonight? Don't put it off. Don't put it off. I feel like, amen, if you just make an effort, ask God to forgive you and ask God to save you. Ask God to bring you into his kingdom. I believe you'll do it tonight, don't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want to pray? I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to hold your hand. I'd love to wrap my arm around your neck and pray with you. Hallelujah. Do you want to make a decision tonight? Do you want to make a decision tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 God. Would you pray with me? We'll pray with you. It's not hard. It's not to say, Lord, would you forgive me a sinner? Lord, I need to be saved. Would you wash me with that precious blood of Jesus Christ? Wash my sins away. Hallelujah. Make a decision to follow the Lord right now. This life.
Final journey.